You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up, bros?
Literally watching a countdown. The trade deadline just went final.
Yeah, it's over.
It was over right now. I saw.
It's over.
They literally had a 10-second countdown clock.
Yeah. So, 3 o'clock
it's
Pacific.
It's over.
Major League Baseball has the trade deadline, but you know they have that weird little provision. So actually, there can be some moves after this.
What's the weird little provision? Tell me more.
Isn't it like you can have a deal done in principle, but not have the details of it worked out? They're like, yeah, we both agree on this. We just need to iron out the details, and the league's like, okay, we'll give you some time to iron out the details.
Yeah,
isn't that kind of what it is?
I gotta find again. There's a weird little thing because it happens every year, like 2 weeks from now. Someone will get dealt, and you're like, wait, that you can't do that. And then they're like, well, there's a technicality. So I will do my show research and find you the there's some sort of provision where you can make deals. But technically, for all real purposes, the trade deadline just ended.
Did the Mariners do anything?
Yes, they did.
Quite a bit.
Look, there are some balls out there. First off, the Padres do not have a minor league system anymore. It's gone. The Mariners went
balls jiggling.
The Mariners went big balls, McGee. The Mets went in. The Yankees went in. The Astros went in. Dude, it's seller's market, man. It's going crazy.
Well, I love it. I was joking about, did the Mariners do anything? That was a joke.
Yeah.
I have been following the trade deadline. I know what they've done.
The Royals didn't do anything.
No, well, they don't need to.
No.
Like, they're not going anywhere. Who cares? I wasn't even expecting them to do anything. Like, I don't care.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you weren't even, like, going to be sellers. Because, like, Angel fans are pissed because they're like, why aren't we selling? Like, they say what you will about the Orioles. At least the Orioles are like, hey, we're not going anywhere here. Let's get back some prospects. The Angels just sit on their thumbs every year and pretend that they're good.
Giants fans are pissed because they thought they were going to be competitive and they came out of the All-Star break and lost six straight and then they became sellers just like that.
But at least they, again, once you realize you're not going anywhere, sell. It's better than just sitting on your hands and being like, oh, maybe next year's that magic year.
There were a lot of trades.
Yes.
A lot of relievers.
Yeah.
Do you like the fact that teams can just wait till July 31st and then fill all their holes with with trades and trade a bunch of players that no one knows?
I think it makes it.
Royals got Bailey Falter.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
Who's that?
The final piece is in place.
Pirates starter.
I think he's a lefty pitcher, is he not?
He's a starting pitcher for the Pirates. I don't know if he's right or left.
Well, all our guys are on the IL. Yeah. Again, not that it matters.
Didn't you trade a catcher, too, but not, not the good catcher?
We did?
Yeah, didn't you guys?
You traded Freddie Fermin.
We traded Felix Fermin?
Felix Fermin to the Padres. Yeah.
Good, he's a punching Judy.
Well, that's what I said when I was like, wait, the Royals traded a catcher, but not the good catcher.
Yeah, well, they're not trading Salvi, dude.
No.
Yes, Salvi's still there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. A lot of stuff was going
on. Don't get too excited, Sakanic.
Well, if you're like an A's fan or you're a Royals fan, nothing happened. But, I mean, dude, I thought this was awesome. I mean, there were some legitimate names. And, dude, there are a lot of teams that got better. Well, I mean, this is going to be a fun stretch run.
Well, the big market was the reliever market.
Yeah, there wasn't really, I'm trying to think, like, there weren't a lot of big starting pitchers that got moved. In fact, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who was the best starting? Who was the best?
Bailey Falter.
Who was the best starting pitcher that got moved?
Well, Shane Bieber got traded. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. Well, he used to be good.
Did he win a Cy Young?
Is he still okay?
He's still good. He did win a Cy Young. He's still good, but he hasn't pitched for a while because he had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
So the Blue Jays got him.
Oh, Merrill Kelly got moved. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. Who got him?
He went to the Rangers.
Ooh.
So, yeah, the
Don't
Rangers.
Don't they already have good starting pitching?
Yeah, and the Rangers made a nice move. The Astros loaded up, and the Mariners went all in. So that division is going to be fun. I mean, that is going to be a dogfight down
the
end.
I hate the Astros. Can I profess that live on the radio?
Absolutely, you can hate one.
They got Correa back.
Yeah, well, though he's, you know.
And they're, like, if you look at them, they shouldn't be that good.
No.
Why are they in first place? The Mariners and Rangers should both be better than them, and they're not, and that makes me mad.
Although Correa isn't, I mean...
Exactly. See, so they go get Correa. It's like this... Everybody's like, oh, the Astros get Correa back. Who cares? Yeah. Correa's not that good anymore.
No. You know? He will be in Houston.
I know. The Astros, I don't really understand why they're good. Alvarez is hurt. Mm-hmm. They traded Bregman. I guess they still have the little baseball elf guy.
Jose Altuve.
He's fine, but yeah. He's getting up there.
Yeah.
I mean, who do they have?
And yet they're still in first place.
Who do they have? They have Josh Hader.
Let's pull up there.
Ooh, Charlie Morton goes to the Tigers.
Oh, so that must have been a...
He sucks, too.
Yeah, but, like, I was looking, people, because he was one of the names that was getting kicked around. If you look at, like, his, like, a last 11 starts, he's been pretty good. So he was one of those names that people thought was going to get moved, and so that must have just happened. Because I looked maybe 20 minutes before he went on air, and he hadn't been moved yet.
Are you playing music, Isaac?
I think I am, and I don't...
Are you playing, like, weird? Are you watching, like, Wednesday
over
there?
Am I playing,
there?
Like, weird?
Twilight Zone?
Well, I don't know. Like some sort of strange gothic...
I know. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I don't know
guys,
what doing.
But it was for my iPad. I don't know. Guys?
I was looking at the Astros lineup for you.
Hello? Jeremy Pena's having a nice year, but mm-hmm. he's hurt.
Yeah. He's only on the 10-day. He'll be fine.
Altuve
is... And by the way, he's not going to move. Correa will play third, and Peña will stay at
Altuve's short. Fine. Mm-hmm. They got that Walker guy from the Diamondbacks. He sucks.
Christian Walker.
Alvarez is hurt. God, who's even in their outfield?
Cam Smith is in their outfield.
Okay, he's a rookie.
Jake Myers. What? Jacob Melton.
See what I mean?
Taylor Trammell. They got
Trammell, former Mariner great.
They have Jesus or Jesus Sanchez.
Paredes, they had Paredes. He's hurt.
That would be their outfield.
Dude, why are they good?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, I know they have.
Their division kind of sucks.
Well, but does it? The Mariners.
It's okay.
I mean, it's the Mariners, and then you have
the Rangers
who suck, and the Rangers who've taken a huge step back.
But the Rangers should be good.
They should be better.
And I think they're kind of getting it together. This is a big series, by the way, Mariners-Rangers.
Mariners-Rangers.
Well, beginning tonight.
And here's the thing, dude. The Astros are up. I mean, they got a 5-game lead on both the Angels, on the Mariners.
I know.
And the Rangers.
That's what I'm saying. Why? So, how? Framber Valdez isn't that good.
No, you look at like they're, like, I haven't paid a lot of attention to the Astros, but like they don't have... I mean, their runs against and runs scored, they're kind of just, there's nothing really that stands out.
You still haven't answered my question.
Why they're good? Maybe because they just sold their soul to the devil. And the
you
Astros,
know why?
They live on all of our hate.
We all know why.
Cheating Astros?
Yes. Yeah. They're cheating again.
Back? Well, good for them. You know what? Hey.
You know it's happening.
Well, I'm telling you, watch Carlos Correa come back and be the best third baseman in baseball. Just mark my words. Dude will be an absolute savage.
Screw that guy.
Yeah.
And his fake teeth.
Oh, has he got the Freddie Freeman big teeth? Got them chiclets?
How about the Mets getting Cedric Mullins?
Well, we need a center fielder, and more importantly, they upgraded their bullpen because the starting pitcher has been and then the bullpen just gets worn out. So, dude, a lot of people fortified their
bullpen. But what about Cedric Mullins?
Hot Cedric. Look, does that say something about where our outfield situation is when we're celebrating the grand gesture of getting the cast off from the Baltimore Orioles?
Do you think that trade went down like this? Hey, it's the Mets calling. The Orioles are like, oh, hi, Mets. You want Cedric Mullins? The Mets are like, all right. Fine. Well, I guess.
Well, anyone that was good ended up on the Padres from the Orioles. They should have called a little bit earlier.
My pods.
Yeah.
They got Mason Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing, though. Mason Miller was way better last year than he's been this year.
Yeah.
So, but he's hot, and all the ladies are going to love him.
He'll do just fine
in San Diego.
He'll do just fine in San Diego.
And he throws 117 miles per hour.
Yes, he does.
They also got my Padres.
O'Hearn.
Ryan O'Hearn.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a headline that described him as a slugger. I can assure you he is not, as a former Royal. He is not a slugger. But he's a good little lefty first base hitter, you know. Yeah. And then they also got a pitcher, and I can't remember who it is now. Well, they got Sears, but he sucks. And then they got another starting pitcher, I thought.
Did they get another starter? I just saw that they made the move in the bullpen, and then they got the two guys from the Orioles. They got O'Hearn and then Laureano from the Padres.
Laureano, yeah. He sucks.
His numbers look pretty good.
Everybody sucks. Yeah. Have you noticed that? So here's what I do.
What is your
Cooley is a Yankee fan, you know?
Yeah.
And I love to troll him because the Yankees now suck.
Mm-hmm.
And without Aaron Judge, like they don't have anyone good. They don't.
Nobody good.
No, they all suck. see my bit?
Yeah, I do.
And I tell him that, and it's so funny to watch him push back. Like I'll be like, Volpe sucks.
Oh, he's terrible.
See, there we go. Buckley's
Volpe
watching.
Is terrible.
Buckley's eyes are open.
Routine E6 every other game.
And I'll tell Cooley, I'm like, Volpe sucks. And then Cooley be like, well, you know.
Oh, I think.
Because you can't say he's good.
I'm surprised he's a defender. I think the Yankee fans are done with him.
And then he defends. I'm like, Cody Bellinger kind of sucks.
Yeah. So question, who was dealt today that doesn't suck?
Well, Mason Miller.
I thought you said he kind of sucks now.
No, I said that he has not been as good this year as
but
he was
last year.
But he
doesn't quite suck.
But he's hot and he throws 117 miles an hour.
All right.
Well, Shane Bieber, it sounds like, doesn't suck. He's awesome. I think Merrill Kelly's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. At least someone doesn't suck.
The closer for the Twins that went to the Phillies, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yohan Duran.
Yeah.
Well, and the Yankees got...
you guys got Helsley. He's he's pretty good.
He's pretty solid. The Mets did a lot to shore up the
Bednar.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty good.
Well, he's been probably the best closer in baseball this year, and he's going to the Yankees.
Camilo Duval for the Giants has been streaky. He was an all-star a year ago. The Yankees got him.
Well, here's another one. Eugenio Suarez.
Yes.
Dude, he's good.
He might be the best player dealt.
Yes. If only the Mariners had him before. Oh, wait, they did.
But, well, didn't he hit like 212 there?
Yeah, but
they're
mashed.
Saying this is a bad trade because he doesn't hit very well I always want to call it Safeco, but whatever stadium they have.
T-Mobile.
He doesn't hit very well there, and it's one of the worst parks for righties. But if you look at the Mariners lineup now,
mm-hmm.
going J.P. Crawford, Julio, Raleigh, Arozarena, Naylor, and Suarez, that's meaty,
pretty
dude.
Pretty good.
Like,
for
that's
all
meaty.
The crap that DePoto gets, and you should give him crap because at times it's maddening. Give them credit, man. They add some balls. This is what, I mean, even Cal Raleigh said it. Cal said, this is exactly what because remember, he came out and was pretty critical of the lack of moves. And everyone was like, geez, Cal. And he said, before I re-signed, I wanted it to be known. We wanted to be, you know, in this and making big moves. And give DePoto credit. You know, a couple years he went out ago and got a marquee pitcher that he signed at the trade deadline and signed to a big deal. He went out this time and he went out and got legitimate bats, including probably the best bat that was available on the market,
yeah,
that maybe you didn't want to go get because it kind of makes you look like a fool because you had him.
But you care more about winning than looking bad. Yes. So go for it.
So,
but he's kind of turned it around since he left Seattle.
I mean, listen, that you just rattled off. That's a nice lineup, it's and nice, their staff yeah. is pretty good. I mean, well, that team could.
And their bullpen's make a run. Good too. Yes.
If the starting pitching comes around because it just hasn't, you know, we thought this was going to be the best pitching staff in baseball.
But the bones are there.
The bones are there. And if you can get healthy and their pitching staff can come around, you could make an argument that top to bottom, this is the best. This is the best team in the West, and it might be the overall best roster if healthy and performing. See, it's a top two roster in the American League.
This goes back to why it's puzzling that the Astros are in first place, because I think you're right about what Seattle is at least on paper now.
Yes,
but I also think the Rangers are really good on paper.
Yeah,
and they're
in the same
and
record.
So why the hell are the Astros 5 games ahead of those two teams? It's weird.
Well, because at the beginning of the year, The Mariners lineup or the Mariners pitching staff wasn't doing anything, and the lineup was carrying them, and then the lineup disappeared. And hopefully now you can kind of mush those things back together that you're starting to get some hitting. You've gone out and you found a couple bats, a couple pros.
That's going to be a good race.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome race.
Starting tonight.
Yes.
And you know the other thing about DePoto? He did that. He beefed them up without giving up any of the top 10 prospects in the organization.
Yeah. Because I looked at like what the Padres gave up for their haul. The Pirates gave up, or excuse me, the Padres, I think, gave up their 4th, 6th, like 9th and 18th, I think it was, prospects. Like, they went all in. And I do appreciate that the Padres are saying, screw it. You know, we're...
Yeah.
They're...
I don't know, man.
They feel like they can compete. So
I guess
they
you gotta try.
But you're right. I mean, the Mariners felt like they went in, and you mentioned they didn't give up they didn't mortgage the future. So for
the
all
Padres
the crap
did.
That, yes, they did.
They gave up one of the top prospects in baseball get Mason Miller.
So, you know, give DePoto credit for going in, making moves, giving that team and that city hope, and not mortgaging the future for it.
Well, you may at times say, well, these trades are overrated and they don't mean that much, or there's that. I'm telling you, man, as a Royals fan, the year they won the World Series, they got Johnny Cueto and Ben Zobrist at the trade deadline, mm-hmm. and they were both huge in helping them win.
Yeah. Well, and it does feel like every trade deadline now, if you're a contender, you got to bolster the bullpen. And I think most of the moves you saw today, was there a contending team that didn't try to get better in the back end? I mean, that's kind of a universal truth.
I don't think
truth.
The Blue Jays got a reliever, did they?
The Blue Jays got it. I thought they got a starter.
Well, they got Bieber.
Yeah, they got Bieber. That's right.
Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
The Biebs is...
Well, he's battling some
he's
stuff,
like
but...
Henry Rowengartner.
He's out there just throwing smoke at 120 miles an hour. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they did a bullpen, but you're right. They went and got Bieber. And the Blue Jays, by the way, I'm going to talk about another weird thing. The Blue Jays are ahead of that division by 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are awesome, and the reason they're awesome is very simple. They actually are the antithesis of today's sort of trends. They put the ball in play.
Yeah.
They lead the league in on-base percentage, and
play a little small ball.
Yeah, they don't need to mash home runs like the stupid Yankees, the overrated Yankees.
Who everyone sucks.
Every player on that team sucks.
They're all terrible.
Who else is on the Yankees that sucks? Stanton sucks.
You're doing Jazz Chisholm sucks.
Now, see, I did say that to Cooley, and he pushed back hard on Jazz Chisholm. The Yankee fans like Jazz, but I think he kind of sucks. he had 3 home runs in the home run derby. I mean, come on, that's the definition of suck.
You already said that Bellinger kind of sucks.
I think Bellinger kind of sucks.
He kind of sucks, right? I'm trying to think who
Aaron
else?
Judge definitely does not suck.
Okay, at least
he might not be able to throw a baseball, though. That
Ben Rice sucks.
Austin Wells, right?
Yeah, he's terrible.
Trent Grisham?
Grisham sucks.
I love the Isaac Rott baseball.
Yeah, guy sucks.
Suck.
Guy's a bum.
Yeah, bunch of losers.
Bunch of bums.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun trade deadline. And
yeah,
this
it was.
Is gonna be a fun, it's going to be a fun race down the stretch.
The trade deadline has come and gone, guys.
Yes.
Mariners got Eugenio Suarez. Mm-hmm. And now we move on to football.
Well, it's football Thursday. Leading into football Friday.
Yeah. In honor of the Hall of Fame game tonight, I have a list for you.
Ooh. List radio.
We're going to start there, okay? We've already started the show, technically.
Yeah, we have.
But We're going to really start coming up next.
Can't wait.
Hey, we're Isaac and Suk, okay? This is The Fan.
Oh, Royals got Bailey Falter.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
Who's that?
Wow.
Me and Buckley are bummed that you read the text program because we had a big nugget for you coming back.
Big reveal.
I saw it on the text
line. I know. We were going to surprise you with the biggest deal of the Major League trade deadline.
Is there audio or something? Or, like, were you just going to break?
No, it's going to be a little bit of audio.
Breaking news. Dude. We crack the mic at 3 o'clock. Royals haven't done S. Now I find out they get Bailey Falter and Carl Yastrzemski.
Did you have to look up his name? Are you not certain?
His name's Mike, but I said Carl to be funny.
Mike Yastrzemski. We were just talking about the non-mutton chop.
Yeah, that awesome catch yesterday.
He did, but I think, funny that you mentioned this, because I think after we talked about the catch...
Yeah.
I said, doesn't he kind of suck?
You did say that.
And you were like, yeah, he kind of does.
He does kind of suck, you know? Yeah.
So he sucks too.
Yeah. Well, and Dusty came in and said, first off, great job on the kind of suck segment. But then he had a revelation.
By the way, I found another Yankee that sucks.
Another one that kind of sucks?
Jason. No, he sucks.
Oh, he sucks?
Jason Dominguez.
Clearly.
Sure.
They said he was going to be the next Aaron Judge. They call him up. He's this big rookie hotshot. He sucks. Yeah.
So... Dusty comes in and goes, you were asking why the Astros are in first place. And he goes, you just named every American League team and you said they all suck.
They
and we're
all suck.
Like, well,
it's not Toronto.
Yeah, but, you know, well, because not in the same division, but maybe that's the key to the Astros is just sucking slightly less than everyone else that sucks, according to Isaac Rowe.
What's weird is there is a lot of suctitude out there, mm-hmm. but the Astros who should suck don't. They're the only one that's like that. Mm.
Also, in a totally unrelated news, but I saw it right below the Mike Yastrzemski news. I saw a story where Bobby Brown cooked fried chicken in cocaine instead of flour, and I just thought I'd share that as well. So
he did?
In my timeline, there was the Mike Yastrzemski trade, and then right below that is Bobby Brown on the time he fried chicken in cocaine instead of flour. That right there is when my timeline is working, is really working.
The
for
algorithm
me.
Is dialed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Yastrzemski, Royals trades. And dude, the man's an innovator. He's frying chicken in cocaine?
Come on. Can I read you the story?
Yeah, consider me ignorant, but does that work? Like, is it still
have
the same
listen,
effect?
Just listen.
Let's go on this journey together.
Bobby Brown has a new memoir. And it is called Every Little Step.
And it deals with frying chicken and cocaine? Let's go.
Look, can I just say this before I read this excerpt from the book?
Yeah.
Bobby Brown was great. And so was New Edition. And so was Solo Bobby.
Have you seen the clip where it's the MTV Movie Awards, I believe. The MTV Music Awards. Might be the Grammys. It's one of the big award shows. And he drops... the vial of cocaine on the stage while he's dancing.
No.
And without missing a beat, he swoops down and snatches it back up. Like, I think he's doing Every Little Step, you know, every little step
I take.
And the cocaine falls out of his pocket. And you can see the look on his face where he's like, oh no. And the man doesn't panic. It's national TV. And on the next kind of pass through, doing like his little slide move, he just casually reaches down, picks up the vial of coke. Pockets it. That man was a professional. I mean, you can't. If I drop my cocaine while dancing, that's the end of the routine, not Bobby.
So according to Up Rocks, Bobby Brown recounts in his memoir the time he found out that his mother was a drug dealer. He accidentally made fried chicken with cocaine, having mistaken the powdery white substance for flour.
What?
So it wasn't intentional.
This isn't even, I assume that Bobby, this is like,
young Bobby.
Yeah. How, what are we
doing? Well, let's read.
Let's go.
So I decided to use the large bag of flour I'd found in the freezer to make some fried chicken.
Makes sense.
I got the chicken parts out of the refrigerator and covered a bunch of pieces in the flour. Then I dropped them in a pan of sizzling oil.
Do people keep their flour in the freezer?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm terrible in the kitchen, but is that a thing?
Not in my house. And also, you keep the coke in the freezer too? I'm not aware of either
Mom
one
did.
Of those things. All right.
Then I dropped them in a pan of sizzling oil. I was 10.
What?
So I didn't realize the strangely pungent smell emanating from the pan. When the chicken pieces were nice and brown, I figured I was done. After I had taken a few bites and feeling weirder with each bite, my mother walked in the door. At first, she was smiling at the idea that her little Bobby had made dinner. Then her gaze swept across the kitchen as she got hit with the full brunt of the scene, the smell, the mess, the powder. With horror, she realized what I had done. I fried chicken in her cocaine. Wow. A radically new addition to the family's culinary offerings. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you cocaine chicken.
Okay, dude, the man's a national treasure. So much. First off, he's 10 years old and he ate cocaine chicken. The guy probably didn't have a chance.
He didn't just eat it, he made it.
He made it. He didn't have a chance, right?
Like, he invented it.
But how is that the most expensive fried chicken? Like, of all time? I think if you had a bag of flour that was enough to fry chicken, I'm guessing that he just made like a $10,000 fried chicken dinner, which is kind of exciting. And just the fact that the mom is just standing there and is like, that's my Bobby. Just being, oh.
Do you think she was more worried about Bobby or her cocaine supply?
I'm guessing the cocaine supply, you know. I mean, what's a little cocaine going to do eating some chicken? But again, all that cocaine is ruined. I mean, that's a bag of cocaine.
Do you think that the blow, well, I guess a 10-year-old wouldn't know.
No.
But does it stick to the chicken like flour? Like, I feel like.
I'm guessing. I mean.
It must have.
Look, I got to ask a question right now. One bite.
Would I?
Yeah.
You
got to try it, right?
No, I'm out.
No?
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Like, you know it's not fentanyl. This is like, we got good cocaine. You're not trying some cocaine chicken?
No.
Come on.
No. No, I'm not trying cocaine
chicken. One bite?
Look at the attempted peer pressure. Come on. Just one bite.
You just.
Yeah, not interested.
The raw.
I don't want to get.
The raw curiosity?
No, I don't even like chicken all that much. I always rag on chicken. By the way, the Yankees just got another player.
Who'd they get now?
They get Steve Yastrzemski. Who'd they get?
Camille Duvall.
I told you that in the last segment. Thanks for paying attention.
He sucks.
There you go.
No, Buck? He doesn't suck.
Buck?
That's a good get.
Come on. Just one bite? A leg? A wing?
Why? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, is it the only option for sustenance?
No.
Or, like, it's on a buffet?
Right.
Like,
why would you? Why?
Because it's cocaine chicken.
Well, why don't you just eat chicken and snort cocaine? What? Why do you have
to? Lots of people have snorted coke and eaten some chicken. How many people besides Bobby Brown have had cocaine chicken? I think you have to. You just have to. When in your life are you going to get that chance again?
Hopefully never.
You got to try it.
I ain't trying that.
We said, Suka, I'll ride with you and try the coke chicken. Exactly. That's just one of those. That's like being on vacation and you're like, I've never had the desire to go parasailing, but I'm here and when am I going to go parasailing again? Why not?
Yeah, if you push it as the when are you ever going to have another chance to have cocaine chicken, then you're like, well, if this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. What if it's the most delicious chicken you've ever had?
What if that's the secret to the best fried chicken ever?
Exactly. We don't even know. You like for the sake of science, I need a follow-up. If I had an interview with Bobby Brown, that would be my first question. I know there's a lot to get into, Bobby, but let's let's talk about the cocaine chicken.
Now, if it's coked jerk chicken?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. A little seasoning.
Maybe a little bit more inclined. But I just don't, you know, I don't know. I think the hard part there is, like, do you know how much, like, he could have died, couldn't he? A 10-year-old boy? Like, how much blow is on the chicken?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like,
if you used to like flour quite a bit.
Yeah, I feel like that could be a lot.
So does
cocaine.
He get like burned off in the oil that it doesn't matter?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Is this like
he said he felt weird. So.
Well, my grandma, when I was little, used to make this this thing, the glögg. It's a Swedish like holiday beverage. She would take like vodka and then you'd mix it with some berries and stuff. And she would just use it as an excuse to get rip-assed on Christmas. And she would always tell my mom that she was cooking the alcohol out of it and then would give it to us. Yeah, we didn't cook crap out of it. It was just you're just drinking flavored vodka. Maybe it's like that. You're like, oh, no, the frying takes care of the cocaine. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, you're just binging on large amounts of cocaine chicken.
All right. Well, thanks for that detour.
Well, thank my timeline. You can't ignore.
No, we can't. But we would have talked about it eventually. Might as well do it now.
I just thought it was interesting that it was stacked right there with the big Yastrzemski trade.
Yeah, Yaz is now a Royal. Welcome.
Making those catches at Kauffman. Come on, say it. Say it. You know you want to.
Well, he sucks. And you all know he sucks. Hopefully we didn't give up anything to get him.
Who sucks more, Bailey Falter or Mike Yastrzemski?
I've never even heard of the other one.
This year? Yes.
Yeah, he sucks more?
I
think that's right.
I'm guessing.
No one knows. It's an unanswerable question.
What, the Royals didn't get Harrison Bader? Who also sucks?
I really am enjoying the Isaac Rop baseball players that suck.
It's like 90% of the league.
I'll take credit. Oh, that guy's. Although we get varying degrees because we get the definitive, oh, that guy sucks. That guy kind of sucks.
He kind of sucks.
And then there's like a debate of like, does he suck? And then there's like, he's fine.
Yeah, very few guys are good. Okay. Now, I will say that going through the Yankees again, Paul Goldschmidt, mm-hmm. I can't really say in good conscience that he sucks.
Are you going to say he kind of sucks?
He might kind of suck.
He might kind of suck now.
Like, does Nolan Arenado also kind of suck now?
Oh, Nolan Arenado sucks.
There's that definitive he sucks that I like.
Nobody even wanted him. Did they even trade him? He sucks now. I mean, he does. Go look at his numbers. Give me Nolan Arenado's numbers, and then we'll break.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you hostage here.
Pull it up here. Sorry, I'm busy. I had Cedric Mullins' stats up.
Yeah, and he, by the way, he sucks.
He doesn't suck.
But I think he's heating up.
He's look
at the right time.
His numbers compared to the rest of the people that the Mets have had playing center field, he does not suck. Yeah, he hits like 220.
There you go. He sucks.
Well, but he's got 15 homers and like 40 something RBIs.
Look, he's fine.
Have you seen who the hell plays center field for the Mets?
Well, I thought they had. Didn't they have Jeff McNeil out there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's rough.
Thank you.
Brewers get Shelby Miller from the Diamondbacks. God, their trades are still flowing in.
Nolan is hitting .235.
Sucks. Better than Ced Mullins.
That is true. With 10 home runs and 40. He's kind
of. Dude, he sucks.
He's kind of like Ced Mullins.
What happened to Nolan Arenado?
Well, he kind of sucks. He's
a mean third base, though.
It kind of sucks. I don't know.
I think he actually really sucks.
So does Cedric Mullins just kind of suck, or does he suck?
No, he really sucks.
I don't know.
And then I have to backtrack on Bellinger. I think he only kind of sucks.
I like when you have to go back and review, like your rubber stamp.
Well, I felt kind of bad about that.
I understand.
All right. Football, in honor of the Hall of Fame game. Next, here's Buckley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we get football tonight. The Hall of Fame game is on. That's the game they play in Canton every year to kick off the season.
Yep. And then the coach kicks off the Hall of Fame inductions.
So it's going to be the Chargers and the Lions, and who really cares? But,
yeah.
You know, we're not far from games that matter.
34, 35 days, something like that. I mean, it's
NFL, you mean?
Yeah.
Because college is sooner.
Yeah. I mean, it's right around the corner.
At any rate, in honor of football beginning, I've got two things that are fun.
Okay. By the way, a little piece of breaking news out of the NFL. Apparently, Terry McLaurin has asked out of Washington.
Ooh.
Yeah. Does not want to be a part of a young, budding team.
Well, that's a contract dispute, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They'll get him back.
One would think.
Okay. So I have this for you, and it is, so do you remember this?
Tagovailoa.
Yes.
That's Roger Goodell.
Yes. Not able to pronounce. What was Tua? Was he the third, fourth pick?
Yeah, he was top five.
Yeah.
And he had no.
No. To be fair, that's a toughie.
It is, but you know you're going out there. Rehearse it.
I know.
It's in your speech.
The Polynesian names are tough. Wait till, you know, you get a Ui Ungagale, you get a, you know, a Tua Taga.
Mariotto.
Yeah, a nice Mariotto. By the way, that's Jonathan Smith, who was the coach of said Ui Ungagale, and still, one more time? That, I mean, come on.
Dude, that is a great drop.
Dude, he pulled the chute halfway through the name.
And he's like, ah, yeah.
Literally laughed it off.
Yeah. You got me. Yeah. So, this was Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Tagovailoa.
We now have another mispronunciation, and it's way worse.
Oh, it's stellar.
Tagovailoa.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. In 3, 2, and 1.
Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
How about that?
That's a beaut.
Your fearless leader. The best. Did some sports thing today.
Yeah, he's bringing back the presidential fitness council. Remember when you were a kid when you had to take your shirt off and like climb a rope and everyone made fun of like your little man boobs and all that? Like that's.
Well, I didn't have man boobs.
I thought he was getting them all together to fix college sports.
Well, that too. But he's bringing back the presidential like fitness council. So pretty soon, little awkward kids are going to have to do push-ups and try to do a pull-up, and no one's going to be able to do it. And
quite the cast of characters. You had Bryson, Harrison Butker, Lawrence Taylor, Triple H the wrestler, and apparently, too, as part of it, he's a camp.
Yeah, I do enjoy that the name was butchered so bad that if you listen to the whole clip, he tries to pronounce it, and then he has to describe who he's talking about because he's not certain that anyone will know because the name was so bad. He's like, the Dolphins quarterback. But can I also point out that he is putting together a council on youth fitness, and on it, he put in a convicted child sex offender and notorious fried chicken cocaine man, Lawrence Taylor.
Your fearless leader, everybody.
Although, that's probably wrong of me to assume. Maybe he was hanging out with Bobby Brown, but I do know that Lawrence Taylor, whether it's chicken form or regular form, loves coke, and he literally got busted with underage prostitutes, and now he's on a presidential council for youth fitness.
I thought his comments today were poignant. When Trump introduced him and he got up there, he was like, well, I'm here to serve. I don't really know what I'm doing or for how long or what this even is, but I'm proud to serve.
So can I ask the question?
Tua Tagovailoa.
No one knows what they're doing.
Tagovailoa.
Including the president.
How does...
Go Ducks.
Lawrence Taylor, granted, maybe the best defensive player of all time, unquestioned. Dude is amazing. One of it, maybe a top five football player, regardless of position, of all time. Literally had an offense, a single back offense developed by Washington to deal with Lawrence Taylor. But how does a man who, with his track record, how does he end up on any sort of presidential, well, like,
don't you think that
committee?
The way I don't know.
Because it's a dog and pony show.
Well, here's the thing. I think that Trump has, he has certain friends.
Lawrence Taylor?
Well, yes. And so if anybody that supports him, he loves him.
Yeah. Right?
So and there's only so many that support him. High profile people.
Yeah.
A lot of people backing away like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
But some of them are like, oh yeah, it's my guy. And Lawrence Taylor's one of them. So then when he puts together a sports committee, he looks around and he goes, you're a sports guy. How'd you like to be on my committee?
It's called sports.
So that's why he has all of his, like, give me a sports guy that's a Trump guy.
Yeah.
That isn't on that committee. Because those are all his sports guys.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's got Bryson. He's got the wrestler guy.
He's trying to basically get the highest profile people that like him to
that's right.
cast the biggest net.
Yeah.
Lawrence, I just would like
so to, he's just like, you're a sports guy. You go ahead.
I just want a little recap.
To a... Tag
I have the whole bite, by the way, Suk, you mentioned how that sounded in context.
Yeah, yes, dude. Yeah.
And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback who is really, he's been fantastic. He's been,
no, he hasn't.
When he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, true. But he's a great guy.
When he's not injured. So he knew a little bit about Tua, so about
I just would like to point out, this is Lawrence Taylor. Suspended in 88 for testing positive for cocaine by the NFL. 1993, arrested four times for buying drugs. 1996 and 1998, arrested in South Carolina and Florida, respectively, for attempting to buy crack cocaine from undercover agents. In 2001, he was convicted of possessing drug paraphernalia in New Jersey. Here's the doozy. 2010, he was arrested for allegedly raping a 16-year-old girl in New York, although he claims that he only allegedly raped a 19-year-old. He's not disputing what happened. He's disputing the fact that he thought she was 19, she was 16. Pled guilty to sexual misconduct and patronizing a prostitute, was sentenced to 6 years probation, required to register as a sex offender in New York. Fun fact, he's also registered as a sex offender in Florida because of another incident. In 2021, he was arrested in Florida again for failing to report a change of residence. As a sex offender, he's required to do that. He attributed it to being in the middle of a divorce and was taking advice of local law enforcement to temporarily reside outside of his marital home due to domestic violence issues there. The case was closed after he pled no contest to a lesser charge. July 2024, he was arrested again in Florida for failing to report yet another change, because again, he's still a sex offender. His attorney stated that Taylor would plead not guilty, asserting that it was a misunderstanding and he did not knowingly commit a criminal offense.
You piece of garbage!
And by the way...
Do you have a point here?
I just... How? What world are we living in? How? How is he?
Well, they probably met on the Epstein jet.
It just, there's more. That's just the easy ones. Dude, that guy is being put in charge of anything?
Yeah.
How?
Because they're buddies.
And he's a big
name. He's a convicted child sex offender.
He's got cool earrings.
You had a sex offender today that had a press conference at the White House that is being put on a council for youth fitness. What idiocracy is here? It is. What
it's
are
also
we doing?
Possible that you have a sex offender as your leader and as your commander
at least
chief.
That's alleged. Taylor is convicted. He's a registered sex offender in two states. You can't get a job at a chicken place as a registered sex offender, but you can get on this.
I think we're gonna stop.
Oh my god.
But anyway, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I will I'm going to work on that, and I'm only going to refer to him
Dude,
as that.
Dude, that is butchered so bad that Dude. I don't think I can remember that.
Yeah.
Like if you...
You need the pauses in there.
Yeah, because like Willametta like flows off the tongue.
Yeah.
Valia.
Rapinoe.
Tagovailoa.
One more time.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Megan Rapinoe.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Valia. Tagovailoa. God, I love it.
Why does Adele sound British? I've never understood that.
I don't know. Maybe there's some British imperialism going on. I don't know.
Okay, I got another NFL thing for you. And it is the top 25 best NFL teams of the past 25 years.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I bring this up because obvi number one is the Patriots. And they actually, well, actually.
Oh, maybe we're not talking about singular team. We're saying.
No, it's singular team.
Oh.
Maybe it is not that obvi that the number one team is the unbeaten Patriots.
And yeah, they didn't win the Super Bowl.
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they are number one on this list.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's kind of controversial, I guess.
Yeah, it is controversial because how can you be the best if you weren't the best?
Exactly.
And this is the weird part about football is, you know, one weird game and your whole season goes kaput.
But they were undefeated and they were awesome and that whole thing, right? Do you remember that?
They were amazing.
Guess who is number two? Okay. That is coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, football begins tonight. It's the Chargers and Lions. It's the Hall of Fame game. You may tune in all excited and then quickly realize that it's a preseason game and it's stupid and why am I watching
this? Do we even know who's starting for the...
Well, Trey Lance is starting for the Chargers.
Who's starting? Yeah.
All you need Can you name the Lions backup?
Yeah, we need to do the backup quarterback game at some point.
Well, we will. But that's down the road.
Who is,
down
the road. Oh, is their backup, is it Hendon Hooker?
He was there last year. But just because you're the backup doesn't mean you're going to, I mean, Trey Lance is not the backup in San Diego.
It is Hendon Hooker.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. What a sports brain.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
So in honor of the NFL returning tonight, I have the Sports Illustrated list of the top 25 individual teams of the last 25 years.
Okay. And you said already that the undefeated Patriots, who did not win the Super Bowl, their number one team?
That's their number one team.
Well, they were rolling. And
they basically said that, you know, that team, they averaged 37 points a game.
Yeah.
And they ranked fourth defensively. They were undefeated. They were, they were unbelievable.
They're one Eli Manning getting drugged down in the pocket or David Tyree having the ball slapped away from the Patriots being crowned the greatest team of all time.
And that
the
game,
Miami Dolphins shutting up forever.
That Super Bowl, the final was 17-14. Yeah. That was the first time they hadn't scored 20 points in a game all season.
Yeah, that Giants defensive line really just, I mean, but that NASCAR package, it neutralized everything New England did.
Putting that number one is, God, it's kind of controversial. Yeah. Like, who would you put number one? Like, because it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, because a lot of
who the Patriots, because the Patriots won six Super Bowls.
Yeah,
it's really kind of hard to say that one was any better than another.
But that one was such a dominant group. When I think of the Patriots, I think because they when they beat the Rams in 2001, that was a bit of a fluke. But that the teams that went back to back, I think 2003, 2004. Those are probably what I think of as the best of those Patriot teams when they really beat. Tom Brady was coming to his own. They had the dominant defense. I think those Patriot teams were really, really good. I think if we're going 25 years, the greatest show on turf, I think the Rams would still qualify as this.
Their top five.
Were really, really stinking good.
So 2001 Rams
are
fifth. And that's the team that lost to the Patriots. The Patriots shocked the world.
Yes, yeah, so that would have been back-to-back. So,
beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, those two squads were really good. I would think that this last year, Philadelphia team, I'll bet you, ranks pretty high. I think maybe that the Chiefs, I'm trying to think of what would have been the best version of Kansas City. Because those were some really, really good teams. And when you had Mahomes...
The best Chiefs team that they have is the 2022 team that beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl 38-35.
And I'll bet you a sneaky one that people aren't going to think about. I'll bet you the Seahawks team that bitch slapped
Denver. Yeah.
That was a good enough offense with Marshawn and Russ. I mean, that was a good offense, and that was an all-time.
That team was loaded.
That team was an all-time defensive team. I'll bet you that team is probably pretty high.
That team, 20, what year? Oh, the Super Bowl against the Broncos. Yeah, 2013. Broncos. Yeah. That team is number two.
Okay.
That's who they have as number two.
And we don't think about that being, what was their record?
They went 13-3.
Okay, so 13-3. And at the time, that Denver offense was breaking records. And like I said, it was a good enough offense, but that defense just, when we think of defenses, we always think about the Ravens or the Steelers. Dude, that Seattle defense in the Legion of Boom was freaking nuts. And they laid an ass whipping, and they should have won two Super Bowls. They just, they got Tom Brady at their, I guess, Darius Butler at the goal line.
The best part of that team was the NFC title game against the Niners.
Yeah.
I think that's the one. Wasn't that the one where Richard Sherman flipped out and Aaron Andrews was
yelling at
her. The tip play.
Right? Because didn't he?
Yeah. In the corner, broke it up.
That was a great game. Yeah. I think that's the year they went on to beat Denver in the Super Bowl.
It's possible. I don't know. It was either that or the year that they lost.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the same year.
But that Seattle team was really, really sneaking good. And it won't get remembered. So who's their top five?
Okay, so they have, number one, they have the 16-0 Patriots, who did not win the Super Bowl 2007. Sure. Number two, they have the 2013 Seahawks and the Legion of Boom.
Okay.
They won the Super Bowl over Denver, hammered them. Yeah. Number three, they have the Patriots of 2004.
Okay.
That's a team that went 14-2. It had Richard Seymour, Ty Law, Tom Brady, Adam Vinatieri, Rodney Harrison, of course.
So I was 1 year off on that.
That was the year they beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
With McNabb and T.O. and all that.
They think that team was the best Patriots team that wasn't the undefeated team.
Yeah.
Number four, they have the Saints of 2009 with Drew Brees, 13-3.
Huh.
Yeah, they...
That's interesting because that was a, I mean...
Their defense wasn't that good.
No, it was kind of an underdog team, and they beat, but they beat...
Peyton and the Colts, right?
Peyton and the Colts, and that was the onside kick. And I think of that, where do they have Peyton Manning's Colts then? Their one Super Bowl win. Because I view that kind of as the same thing, is you had a dominant offense and you had a defense that got hot at the right time and played well down the stretch. And then I forget who it was, but they had the interception that kind of turned everything. You had the onside kick and then the pick in the second half for New Orleans to beat Peyton Manning.
So the fifth was, as I mentioned, the 2001 Rams.
Yeah.
Top Chiefs team was eighth, the 2022 Chiefs, with Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones, that beat the Eagles, like I said, in the Super Bowl. You asked for Colts Manning.
Yeah, where's the Colts Manning?
Championship team.
You're putting Brees in New Orleans that high.
2024 Eagles are 10th.
Oh, okay.
So last year's Eagles dismantled the Chiefs.
Yeah, they did. You know what's weird about that? You know, you look at all these and where you rank teams, and this is why results, they're so funky. Like, a lot of people are going to say that the New England, you can't be the best team if you didn't win the Super Bowl, right? And that Eagles team was really good and obviously is going to be remembered because they kicked the hell out of Kansas City. That offense, from a passing standpoint, was really poor most of the year. And if you remember, the Rams were one right guard block away. They had him beat. I forget who it was, but the Rams, I think it might have been their tight end. He was wide open for a touchdown. And I think it was Jalen Carter. Absolutely smoked. The right guard for the Rams. Otherwise, that's a walk-in touchdown, and we're never talking about Philadelphia. In fact, we're talking about Sirianni not being able to finish it. Or, in the case of Brock Purdy, they had two. They had the Jimmy Garoppolo overthrow in the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, 10-point lead.
And they had the blown third down play. The backup right guard and right tackle blew an assignment. And it cost San Francisco. Again, they had a wide-open guy. They blew an assignment. That's how weird these things get tipped. You're literally talking about one offensive lineman blowing an assignment or getting smoked on a play, and it changes not just the outcome of the game, but it changes the outcome of how we view teams from a history
standpoint. It's like a sports butterfly effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Colts team that won the Super Bowl with Manning, not on the top 25 list.
Okay.
Not one of the top 25 teams of the last 25 years.
And yet New Orleans was that high. Because I just think of those teams as very, very similar.
Coming up next, so hey, the NFL is back.
Yes.
Beginning tonight.
Hendon Hooker versus Trey Lance.
You have to wade through some.
I've learned it'll actually be Kyle Allen. Hendon Hooker will see time. Kyle Allen, the official starter for the Lions.
Does that make it better or worse?
Same. It can't be much worse. the baddest man in college football with some praise for Oregon.
Oh.
That is next here on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.